I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. We leave Budapest, Moscow, Washington, and Brussels behind, and we go immediately to Beijing. The fourth plenum of the Chinese Communist Party underway, and big news or impossible to interpret news. This is fog of communism. Suddenly, seven names are brought forward as generals who are purged because of corruption suspicion. Suddenly, there's talk in all directions that there's need for new leadership, that the economy is now grinding to a halt. The unemployment is higher, so high they won't give us numbers, and exporting out of our way of this problem is impossible. It's not going to work. We have a property crater. We need new leadership. Is the talk? It's talk. It's not real. However, Mary, I need your help interpreting these events. It appears that Xi Jinping has overstayed his welcome in the Chinese Communist Party. I can't tell because he's all powerful, but these generals were his appointments. This has been going on for some time. In addition, there's another general named in many of the rumors named Zhang, who's the top military commander. And he is said to be the driver for making changes. It's not a coup, but Mr. Xi is welcome to step towards retirement in the indefinite future. Does that sound sensible, Mary, or is this Hollywood talking for the rumor mill?
John, as we've said many times on this show, it's impossible to say because we don't have the normal sets of information that one has in a democracy. We could indeed wake up tomorrow and Xi Jinping could be deposed. We could also wake up tomorrow and see his power consolidated. He has been absolutely ruthless since he took power more than a decade ago in taking out not just his political opponents, but people who he feared were amassing too much power in the corporate sector or in the military. He's had a set of rolling purges. I think the reason why so many observers are taking note of these actions during this particular plenum is because the military has always been the key to power in communist China since their quote unquote revolution. If you don't control the military, you can't, you know, suppress your people and you can't achieve your strategic goals. And so that's why there's been so much attention here. It's also important to say too, John, that Xi Jinping does not have the same strategic goals as the leader of a democracy would. His goal is really not to improve the lives of the Chinese people. It's to retain and amass more power for the party. That's why he was put in office in the first place. And it is also true that a system like that, a totalitarian system, is riddled with corruption by its very nature. So these purges on the one hand could mean, as you outlined, that his grip on power is weakening and there's unrest and there are moves against him politically. On the other hand, it could also mean that he's getting rid of what he views to be corrupt people who no longer share his agenda. And he has toadies that he's just going to slot into those jobs ready to go. And in fact, it will strengthen his grip on power. I think, you know, we need to be very judicious in how we interpret these moves, because it's really, you know, finger to the wind in terms of what we actually know. I hate to say that, John. I wish we had more certainty for your audience. But I would be very suspicious of anyone who says that's it, he's getting more powerful, or that's it, it's ready to go. I don't think anybody really knows.
An anecdote about their ambition for the highest end to compete and outcompete the U.S. ASML, making the fab machines, the tools that are necessary for what we call now the data centers, all the big stuff. It's forbidden to trade with China now, ASML, TSMC, NVIDIA. But once upon a time, it wasn't. And there was commerce as recently as 5 years ago. ASML sold machines to major companies in China. One day they get a call, and the call is, the machine broke, can you come and fix it? I don't have a date on this, but it's not a distant past. ASML, of course, sends engineers out to fix the machine it sold to a Chinese enterprise. Working on it a little bit, they realize it's not broken. somebody took it apart and can't put it back together again properly. There's 600,000 parts in these machines. So understand that it's not like Legos. But in any event, there you have it, Mary. There's China's idea of the future. Fake your way through it. Take apart their machines and claim you're beating their machines. Now, I'm not asking for transparency here. That's an anecdote that is confirmed happened. I can get the dates. What does it tell you, Mary?
Well, China does and continues to try to take intellectual property and trade secrets. In that case, they were trying to reverse engineer a machine. But that being said, John, if you look at studies like the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, which looked at, you know, many of the critical technology areas that we care about, strategic areas, China leads in most of them. Just anecdotally, there was an article in The Telegraph just in these last days about U.S. leaders who saw Chinese manufacturing plants that are run by robots in the dark, where they are miles ahead of us in terms of certain kinds of manufacturing. So I wouldn't downplay their capabilities. I think that's a danger when we hear stories like the disassembled machine. They do have quite a lot of engineers and scientists and computer scientists who we have trained who are back in China learning. So at some point, they won't need to steal anymore. And I think that point is coming sooner rather than later.
Mary Kissel is the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. And before that, she was in Hong Kong many years for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, watching the People's Republic of China reach for the stars. Good luck. However, right now, fog of communism over the fourth planet.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.